Well, happy almost New Year to everyone that's come on this video. At the time I'm recording this, right now there's about 4 days left in the year, so we're almost there. And around this time, people begin to make their New Year's resolutions and make big declarations about the things that they're getting ready to do differently. I'm about to lose 10 pounds next year. I'm going to go to the gym more often. I'm going to be more active. I'm going to be more productive. Everybody makes these big declarations, but what ends up happening to a lot of people is partway through January, that goes right out the window and they're back on their couch eating unhealthy foods and not doing what they declared they were going to do at the end of the past year. That is just what comes with the territory. And it seems like a lot of times people don't understand. And every year, December 25th, right after Christmas ends, everybody still makes their declarations up to like the beginning of January. People fall into the same trap. And some people keep true to it, but a lot of people fall off, which is normal. But the thing is, it does not have to be like that. And Christians can kind of fall into that trap also. They make declarations about how this coming year, I'm going to do the thing that the Lord has called me to. This coming year, that thing that I've been sitting on for a long time that the Lord has been pushing me to do, I'm going to jump into it this year. And they start with good intentions, well-meaning. Not everybody just says that just because. A lot of people are well-meaning and do have a desire to fulfill that thing, but they get sidetracked, and many people get sidetracked very quickly. And a lot of people end up getting sidetracked because they don't take the necessary steps to back their declaration. And when it comes to fulfilling your calling and your destiny and your purpose that the Lord has called you to, it's not just going to happen just because you declared it. It's not just going to happen out of thin air. It's not just going to fall out the sky just because you believe that it was going to happen. You have to take necessary steps to get to that place. And a lot of people think that the faith message is just kind of just this mental assent type thing, that I believe it, or manifestation. I believe it and I speak it, therefore it's going to happen. While that is an aspect of the faith message, somebody who is truly operating in faith does not just stop at speaking. They don't just stop at, I'm going to say it and I'm going to believe it. Okay, there are steps you have to take. There are actions you have to take, because faith is not just, I believe it, I said it, it's done. Faith is an action. The Bible says that faith without works is dead. You have to now add that to your declaration. Add works, add actions to your faith that will get the job done. So I want to give you 3 keys that will help you begin to determine that you're going to be the person who is going to fulfill your calling and, as I said, not get sidetracked. So here's the first key to fulfill your calling and your purpose and have a fruitful new year. You need to determine first and foremost to become a person who is led only by the word and by the spirit. And many people might think, you know, oh, that's basic, that's normal. We know that, you know, I know about the power of the word, I know about the power of the spirit. But the truth is that a lot of believers are not led by the word of God and by the spirit of God. A lot of people are led by their emotions. They're led by their feelings. They're led by human logic. And if you're led by those things, it's going to mess you up. If you're led by those things are fluctuating. They're always changing. They're not sure and they're not secure. And if you're led by your feelings, your emotions, human logic, you're going to be very limited and you're not going to get to the place that God has called you to get to. You have to become a person who is led by the word of God and by the spirit of God. If this is a path and a destiny that God has drawn out for you, then you need to follow him to fulfill it. That's what you have to understand. A spiritual path cannot be fulfilled. A spiritual assignment cannot be fulfilled in the flesh. It has to be fulfilled in the spirit. So you have to be led only by the word of God and by the Spirit of God to be successful in fulfilling your purpose and your calling. The Bible said in Psalm 119, verse 105, the word of God is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. It lights the way. It lights the path. It shows you the way to go. That's why you have to be in the word. Because as you spend more time in the word of God, then your path is illuminated. You know which way to go. Through the word of God, God could show you. Take this step, take that step. Do this, don't do that. Go left, go right. Turn back, go forward. It is the word of God that is the GPS for your life. But if you don't spend time in the word, or you don't give the word proper place in your life, then guess what? Your path is not going to be illuminated. The lamp is turned off. You're not making use of the thing that lights your path and shows you the way to go. Let the word of God become the GPS for your life, first and foremost. And how do you do that? As I said, spend time in the word. Meditate on the word. Give proper place for the word in your life. And then it will begin to light your path. You won't become a person who doesn't know which way to go and doesn't know which way to turn and guesses what to do and guesses the next step to take. You won't become that person when you're a person of the word. And on top of the word, you're not just led by the written word of God alone. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit and the word of God agree. They're not two separate things. They agree. The Holy Spirit will lead you through the word of God. So you start in the word, and then here comes the Holy Spirit who reveals the word of God to you and helps you apply this written word to your specific situation and to your specific purpose, to your calling. You have to become that person who is not led by up here, not led by human logic or how you feel that day, but by the word of God and the Spirit of God. The Bible says in Romans 8, verse 14, that the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. For all led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. If you are a child of God, it is a earmark for you to be led by the Spirit of God. You are a son of God if you are led by the Spirit of God. One of the defining characteristics of a child of God is they are led by the Spirit. So you cannot become a person who just puts all that to the side and says, you know, I don't need that Holy Spirit stuff. I'm a child of God, but I don't need to be led by the Spirit. I know the way myself. No, it doesn't work like that. As I said, this is a spiritual path. You cannot fulfill a spiritual calling. You cannot be successful on walking this spiritual path in the flesh. It will never work. So you need the Word of God and the Holy Spirit, which become the GPS for your life. And when you are led that way and not by your flesh and your mind, that's when you'll see success. That's when your life will become successful. If you're led by your mind and by your flesh, it will always lead you off course. It may look like, you know, yeah, that's the way to go. You know, that makes sense. That's the proper way. But you will never fulfill what you need to fulfill. You will never accomplish the thing that God has called you to do if you're led by your mind and by your flesh. It will always put you off course. Your emotions, as I said, are always fluctuating. One day they're up, the next day they're down. And anybody who's been led by their emotions knows exactly what that's like. One day you feel like you're on top of the world. And yeah, I'm going to do this and I'm going to take over and I'm feeling productive. And, you know, this battle is going to be won and I'm going to be very successful in my purpose and my calling. And the next day you don't feel like doing anything. The next day you feel like being a hermit, locking yourself up in your room, not doing jack squat. You don't feel like doing anything because I don't know how this is going to work out. I don't know how I'm even going to get to this thing. This calling seems so great. This purpose seems so great. How in the world would I ever fulfill it? And you start to get discouraged, and then you don't feel like doing anything because what's the point and what's the use? If you've ever been led by your emotions, that's exactly what happens. And there was a time where I was led by my emotions too. My feelings and human logic. And let me tell you something. Every time I followed them, I always ended up in a bad place. I always ended up in a place where I was like, yo, what is the point of this whole thing? What is the point of even trying to fulfill this calling? It's too great. I ain't doing it. You know, I know God called me to preach. I know God called me to do all that stuff, but it's too great. And yeah, I don't feel like doing that because so-and-so, look how good his ministry is. So-and-so, look how big her ministry is. So-and-so, look how great that person's ministry is. And they're doing this and they're doing that. And I'm over here like, how in the world am I going to get to the place that God has called me to get to? Don't do that. Don't become that person, because every time you follow your emotions and your flesh, because they're always up and down, you're going to be up and down. You're not going to have a secure footing. Don't do that. That's what you need to determine in this coming year. I will not be led by anything other than the Word of God and the Spirit of God. And when I do that, I will be successful. When I do that, my pathway will be illuminated. And I will not have any missteps. I will not come off the path. I will stay secure and sure in where I need to be. In Jesus' name. That's the type of person you will become when you're led by the Word of God and the Spirit of God. And understand, the Word of God and the Spirit of God will never lead you astray. Your emotions will, but the Word of God and the Spirit of God will never do that. That's the first thing. Determine that you're going to be a person who is led only by the Word of God and the Spirit of God. Now, the second thing that you need to do, the second key that you need, is that you need to be productive. And these are very practical tips. You need to be productive, because the problem is a lot of people are not productive. And I just talked about this, but they, you know, okay, I believe, and you know, if God wants it to happen, it'll happen. What God has for me is for me. There is something you have to do. There is an action that you have to take. And if you are not productive, and if you're lazy, if you're not putting your hand to anything, then nothing is going to happen. Nothing is going to work out for you. The Bible said in Proverbs 13, verse 4, it said that the soul of a lazy man desires but has nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made rich. Now watch that. The person who is lazy, the lazy man, desires. They have desires. They have aspirations. They have dreams. They want to fulfill their purpose and their calling. But because they're lazy, they'll desire it, but they won't receive anything. Because they're not putting their hand to anything, because they're not being diligent, because they're not following after that thing, they're going to have desires, but they'll never be fulfilled. But the Bible said that the soul of the diligent shall be made rich. The person who is diligent is the one that is going to reap results. Understand that. The person who is diligent, not the lazy man, but the productive, diligent man, will be the person who is made rich. We also see this same concept show up in the life of Jesus in the book of Matthew. Jesus told a story, Matthew 25, the parable of the 10 talents. And what was that parable about? He said a master went on a journey. He said the kingdom of heaven is likened to this. He said a master went on a journey and he had three servants, and to the three servants, he gave them each a specific number of talents. Okay? Money. He gave that to each of them. And then he went away. Now he's expecting, you're going to find out, he's expecting for them to produce and be productive and make good with what he has given to them while he's away. So the Bible tells you that two of the three servants invest and double their money. But one of the servants buries it in the ground and does not invest it, does not double it, and basically just leaves it to do nothing. And when the master comes back, he says, good on the two that invested it and doubled it. Well done, that good and faithful servant. But the one who was lazy. He called him. He said, "You lazy servant." He said, "The two that you even have, the little that you even have," he took it away from him and gave it to the other one that produced more. Understand that. God does not like laziness. God does not like people who are unproductive. If you are going to be a person who fulfills your calling, you cannot be lazy. You cannot be unproductive. You need to make up in your mind this year that every day, you're putting your hand to something that is furthering your purpose. Every day, you're putting your hand to something that is furthering your calling. And understand, it does not have to be some great and mighty thing, especially in the beginning. In the beginning stages, it does not have to be something great and outlandish and so big, or it doesn't count. Something that is making you step in the direction of your calling. Something that is making you progress forward in your calling. Every day, you need to determine what. First of all, you need to figure out, by way of the Holy Spirit and by way of the Word of God, number one, where God is calling you to. What is your purpose? What is your calling? And once you figure that out, take steps, practical steps every day to fulfill that thing, to move forward in that thing. Because if you don't, then you're going to fall into laziness. If you don't, then you're not going to move forward, and you can declare and decree and prophesy and all of that all you want, but nothing is going to happen. As I said, the Bible said faith without works is dead. So you can make all the faith declarations you want, but if there's no action behind your faith, then there's a problem. We have to be productive people. As Christians, we have to become productive. Not lazy, not putting everything over into God's ball court saying, you know, what God has for me is for me. If God doesn't, you know, if God does it for me, then it will happen. You know, whatever God has for me, it's going to happen. That's not always the case. God wills a lot of things to happen that don't happen. The Bible said, I believe in 2 Peter, that God is willing that none should perish, but all should come to repentance. Does that mean that every single person is going to be saved? No. That doesn't mean every single human being is going to eventually in the end be saved. The Bible said that broad is the way that leads to destruction and many find it. But straight and narrow is the way that leads to life and few there be that find it. God wills that everybody would receive Jesus Christ as Savior, receive salvation and make it to heaven. But it doesn't just happen. God has a plan for the life of every single individual, but a lot of people end up throwing their life away, dying early before their time, messing up their life, and not fulfilling that calling, not because God wasn't able to do it, but because just because God wills it does not mean it's going to happen. There are actions you have to take. There are steps that you have to take. But let me flip it around for you. When you do take those steps, in line with the Word of God, in line with the Spirit of God, not just taking random steps and thinking, you know, and saying, you know, well, I took a step, it's going to happen. In line with God's will for your life, in line with how the Spirit of the Lord is leading you. When you do that, then you'll see success. Then you'll see results. Then you'll see things begin to move in a forward direction, and you won't be forward one day, backward the next, stopped for like the next 3 weeks, and then moving forward. It won't work like that. You will always constantly be moving forward in the thing that God has called you to do. So don't give in to laziness. Do not give in to lack of productivity, because God does not want that for you, and he doesn't like it. And the devil is very crafty and cunning. He will use certain things to get you to become lazy. And as I talked about earlier, you're led by your emotions, then discouragement comes in, fear comes in, unbelief comes in. All that works to get you to stop being productive. What's the point? What's the use? Look at so-and-so, he's doing more than me. Then you get discouraged, and then you don't feel like doing anything. Then here you are, lazy and unproductive. Don't give in to that. Do not give in to that. Understand that God has called you for a reason. God has a purpose and a plan for your life. And it is up to you to know what that is and be led by Him and then take those actions in that direction. When you do that, that's when you'll see things work. That's when you'll begin to see success in your life. Amen. And now, here's the third thing. Those are the first two. Here's the third key that you need to have a productive year and fulfill your calling in 2024. And this one is a very big one. Do not take counsel from everybody. Don't take counsel from everybody. There's a preacher, and I can't remember who said it off the top of my head, so I'm not even going to try guess and wrongly attribute the saying to somebody who didn't say it. But there's a man of God who said that don't let anyone tell you how to do something once that hasn't done it twice. Don't let anybody tell you how to do something once that has not already done it twice. Now understand this, because when you start to walk the path that God wants you to walk on, when you decide that I'm going to fulfill my calling, I'm going to go fulfill my purpose, I'm going to do what God has called me to do, there are going to be people that come out of the woodwork. There are going to be people that come from near and far to give you advice. Most of that advice sucks. A lot of that advice is very discouraging. Don't listen to every single person, especially people that have not done what they're telling you to do. Especially people, you got people trying to tell people how to run ministries that are not even called to the ministry. You have people telling people how to run a successful ministry when their ministry sucks. And that's not scrutinizing people. I'm not saying that to scrutinize people. I'm saying that because you can't receive from everybody. You can't take counsel from every single person. However, that does not mean that you should not receive counsel from anybody. Understand that. Just because you shouldn't receive counsel from everybody does not mean you shouldn't receive counsel from anybody, because then you get over into Lone Ranger territory and that will mess you up. And if you've been around here for a while, you know I hate Lone Ranger Christianity. People who think that I can do everything myself. I got the Spirit of God, so I'm fine by myself. Thank God for the Spirit. Thank God for the Word. You need it. But also, the Bible talks about wise counsel. The Bible talks about wise counsel. In Proverbs 11, the Bible says, where there is no guidance, a people fall. But in the abundance of counselors, there is safety. The Bible also says, Proverbs 19, verse 20. It said, listen to counsel and receive instruction that you may be wise in your latter days. A lot of people fall into the trap of, you know, I got a Spirit of God, I don't need nobody. Yeah, but a lot of those people already have a bad mindset and they think, I got the Spirit of God, I'm fine. But they have a bad mindset. They're really walking in their flesh as much as they think they're walking by the Spirit. They're walking in the flesh. And now because of that, because of their bad mindset and their walk in the flesh, it's fudging what the Spirit of God actually wants to say to that person. It's messing up and clouding what the Spirit of God wants to say to them. So they're actually being led by their flesh and not by the Spirit. And that's going to mess them up. That's going to mess them up. So what you need, in addition to being led by the Spirit, thank God for that. In addition to being led by the Word of God, thank God for that. You need to get connected to people who God wants you to be connected to. People who are further than you. People who are destiny helpers that will help you go even further. Get connected to spiritual leaders, spiritual fathers. Get connected to a local church. If you're a believer, you need to be connected to a local church. You need a pastor. These are things that you need to do that help you not get sidetracked in your calling. They help you not get off course, because you may not be able to see everything yourself. You may not be able to pick up every last thing yourself because of preconceived notions, because of personal biases, all these things. But God also puts people, wise people, in your life that will help you go in further. And certain things that you didn't think were wrong, certain things that you didn't think were off, a spiritual leader, a spiritual father could correct that, and guess what? You're set. Something that would have put you off course didn't. But you need to not, at the same time, just receive counsel from everybody. Understand, in those scriptures I read to you, it talks about wise counsel, not foolish counsel, not idiotic counsel. Get around the right people. Get around the right people. But at the same time, don't get around everybody. Get around the people who God wants you to be around. Get connected to the spiritual leaders, the pastors that God wants you to be connected to, so that you can go forward in your calling, so that you won't fail, so that you won't get messed up and get sidetracked, so that that won't happen. But as I said, don't just listen to anybody, because a lot of people will come out the woodwork and they'll tell you things that they think are right, and they'll just mess you up. They'll tell you things that, oh yeah, this is advice and this will help you. No. Nuh-uh. As I said, get connected to the people God wants you to be connected to. Not these little fly-by-nights that want to come give you advice that ain't right and is going to ruin your life. Protect your calling. Protect the thing that God has called you to. Protect your purpose. Protect your destiny. And don't let weirdos come in and give you random advice. Don't let weirdos come in and tell you this is the way to go, and you sit there and you take it because, you know, that person said they know this and they know that, and they have somebody else who's been in the ministry, and they know somebody who's been in the ministry for 30 years. Doesn't matter. The people who God has called you to get connected to, get connected to them. Don't just listen to every single fly by night. If I listened to every single person that came to me and said, I have an advice for you, I have a word for you, I would have been jacked up. I'd have been jacked up. And I am not fully where I need to be yet. I'm not fully reached the end of my path yet. I haven't fully reached the fullness of my calling yet. And if I had listened to so-and-so who told me this, so-and-so who told me that, you should do this, you should do that, it would have ruined my life. It would have ruined my calling. It would have ruined my ministry. And there were times where I had to block myself and not receive from certain people. Oh, I think you should do this. I think you should do that. No, thank you. And that's not a prideful thing. I'm not talking about getting into pride. That's why I'm balancing this. Don't receive from just any rando, but get involved with people who God has called you to get involved with. Get involved with people like that, because that's how you'll go even further. That's how you will stay safe. That's how you won't get sidetracked. That's how you won't get messed up. And when you do that, you will not become a person who says, you know, I'm going to have a great year. I'm going to declare it right now. Right now, they're saying that everywhere. They're saying that this year is going to be great. 2024 is going to be great. Halfway through January, their year sucks. Halfway through January, they go right back to old habits. You won't become that person when you begin to do these three things. Become a person who is led only by the word and the spirit. Number two, be productive. Put your hand to the thing that God has called you to put your hand to. Don't be lazy this coming year. And number three, don't just receive counsel from anybody, but receive counsel and get around the people who God wants you to be around. Get involved with the spiritual leaders and the helpers that God wants you to be around, so that you can go forward this coming year, so that you won't miss out on anything that God has for you. And when you do that, you will have a prosperous year. When you do that, your year will be better than your average person, because you followed God's ways, you followed God's path, and therefore that is a path of blessing and favor. That's what's going to happen for you when you do that. And I believe that in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, many people want to fulfill their purpose and their calling and do something that will bring them success in life. But even before you put these three keys into place and begin to use them, as I said, this is a spiritual path. And this spiritual path cannot be walked in the flesh. You cannot fulfill a spiritual mandate, a spiritual assignment, a spiritual calling in the flesh. And even before you begin to take these three steps and use these three keys. The first thing you have to do is make sure that you're saved. Make sure that you are right with God, because if you are not right with God, then you can't be led by the Spirit. It's not going to work. You can't be led by the Word of God. It's not going to work. You're unsaved. So the first thing you have to do first is receive the free gift of salvation that God has provided to you so that you can become a son of God, so that you can become a recipient of everything he has for you, so that you can begin to access all these things that we've talked about today. It starts there with getting rid of sin, getting it out of your life, and becoming a child of God and receiving salvation so that you can begin to walk on the right path. So I want you to do that today. If you come on this video today and you sense the Holy Spirit tugging on certain things, touching, putting his finger on certain things in your life, certain sins that are not right, things that you need to get right with God, you know that you are not saved. If Jesus were to come back, you would not go to heaven. You wouldn't make it because there's sin in your life. Today's your day to put off sin. Put off every single thing and receive Christ as Savior. What a great time to start the new year as a believer. Start the new year saved, sins washed away, and getting ready to access everything that God has for you. What a great time to do that. At the end of this year, getting ready to walk into a new year. Let's do that today. If that's you, I want you to pray from your heart sincerely with me right now. And I want you to repeat after me. We do this for the purpose of people who don't know how to pray, have no idea, never prayed a day in their life. We help you with that. But if you repent of your sins sincerely from your heart, believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord, he died and he rose again, and he's coming back again. If you believe that and you confess it with your mouth, the Bible tells you that you shall be saved. And God will not turn you away. He will always receive you when you call on him. So I want you to do that with me right now. Pray sincerely from your heart with me and say, Heavenly Father, thank you for sending Jesus to sacrifice his life for my sins. I believe that he died and was raised back to life for me. So I ask you to forgive me of my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. And now I receive the power to live holy until you return. I am no longer a sinner, but now I am a child of God. And I thank you, Father, for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. If you just prayed with me and responded to God's call for salvation, I want you to now take the next step. I want to help you to begin to walk on this path of righteousness. Many people get to the point where they feel like, okay, I just got saved, but what do I do next? I want to help you with that. There's a link in the description that'll take you to a page on my website, and I want you to fill out the form there. And when you fill out that form, I'll send you some resources that will help you begin to walk on this path of righteousness and begin your walk with Christ. You don't have to walk this path alone. You have the help of the Holy Spirit, and now you also have my help. So I want to send you resources, I want to pray for you, and I want to help you to become a strong believer. So go ahead and click the link now.
God has made a way for his children to be totally liberated from the power of sin. But many Christians don't understand this. In Marlon Benjamin's book, Undefiled, he teaches that Christ put an end to sin's control and gave us the ability to resist all its temptations when they come. Order your copy now on Amazon or marlonbenjamin.net.
What's up, everybody? It's Marlon Benjamin, and I want to challenge you to consider becoming a partner with this ministry today. You know, our partners commit to praying for us continuously, and they connect their finances to this ministry on a monthly basis. You know, God has allowed us to preach some powerful services over this past year, and we have seen God demonstrate his power in mighty ways, and we have seen people get saved and come into the kingdom of God. We've also been able to expand the reach of the gospel through YouTube, the podcast, and I'm Saved Now What, which helps us connect to those who are being saved through our online ministry and get them on the path of righteousness and help them begin their walk with Christ. Last year, we just connected ourselves and became partners with Lester Sumrall's Feed the Hungry, and we are providing meals to those who are in need on a monthly basis. So I want you to consider, prayerfully consider, becoming a partner of this ministry today. You can click the link in the description or go to marlonbenjamin.net, hit the Give Now page, and go to the partnership page, and you can see what we're doing and become a partner today. Thank you so much, and God bless you.